So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches, feliz año. Volvemos a encontrarnos y lo hacemos además en el primer Underground Garage de este 2017. Ya han pasado las fiestas, hemos dejado atrás este pasado viernes el Día de Reyes, Año Nuevo antes y antes aún la Nochebuena. Nosotros, por nuestra parte, esta noche tenemos por delante un programa muy especial. No te digo más que Little Steven quiere hacer un repaso de la gente más molona del rock and roll, o por lo menos así es como lo expresa él. Además, dedicaremos tiempo a recordar que el pasado miércoles se celebró el 50 aniversario del debut de una banda fundamental como son The Doors en la historia ya no solo del rock and roll, yo diría que de la música. De hecho, enseguida escucharemos la canción con la que debutaron, pero antes vamos a darle la bienvenida a Little Steven al ritmo que nos marcan The Birds. It won't be wrong. Buenas noches, Little. Arranca el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Every time I see you smile, come to me. Don't be long. Let me tell you how my heart goes wild. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Every time I'm in your arms, come to me. Don't be long. You know that I'll never do you harm. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. And you'll see. Come to me, come to me. Let me show you once and we'll be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Every time I see you smile, come to me, don't be long. Let me tell you how my heart goes wild. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Let me love you, then you'll see. Come to me, come to me. Let me show you once and we'll be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong.
Elmer Valentine decided he'd had enough action. His L.A. nightclub PJ's was a success. He'd named it after his favorite New York watering hole and had a nice, steady, classy clientele who liked his food and loved his booze. And Trini Lopez himself had recorded a live album called Trini Lopez at PJ's, and it had actually hit the charts. Not bad for an ex-cop from Chicago. Of course, working nights moonlighting as a club manager for the mob is what paid off in the end. Anyway, he was done. He cashed out and decided to retire to France. Relax. You know, maybe open a little cafe for the hell of it. Maybe not. Live the bohemian good life. Well, he's only in France a few weeks when destiny speaks. He walks into a discotheque called the Whiskey a Go-Go. Sees all the young, pretty people dancing to the rock and roll music. And yes, in the 60s, people danced to rock and roll music. The frenzy, the excitement, the lines outside, it was epiphany time. Thoroughly intoxicating. So, after the fastest retirement in history, he runs back to L.A. and with three minority business partners, invests $20,000 in refurbishing a former Bank of America building on the west side of Sunset Strip that had turned into a failed club called The Party. Elmer renamed it the Whiskey a Go-Go and designed it as an upscale supper club with a dance floor, a stage for a band, and a DJ booth. It would be responsible for breaking the Birds, the Doors, the Buffalo Springfield, and be the showcase joint for every band that came through town. thanks in part to Elmer's impeccable taste, and thanks in part to Lou Adler, who Elmer relied on from the beginning as his resident expert eyes and ears to help book the bands. But being the premier showcase for this new renaissance of international rock and roll was only Elmer's second most important accomplishment. His first happened a little bit by accident. There was no room for the DJ booth, so, in a flash of genius, Elmer had it suspended over the dance floor and surrounded by garishly painted bars. His second genius move was to put a female DJ in the cage, so he held a contest to fill that spot. When the winner didn't show up opening night, Elmer drafted cigarette girl Patty Brockhurst to play the records. She's young, she doesn't know any better or care, so as she plays the records, she starts dancing. Well, the crowd dug this so much, Elmer put in two more cages. He would call them go-go girls. And Elmer Valentine took his place in history alongside Edison, Einstein, and Benjamin Franklin. Only he had a lot more fun.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
I thought we'd do the town with Charlie and Edna. Charlie said there's a new one of those places just opened up.
Charlie, what's that place with the...
Oh, the go-go house.
Yeah, what is it, a what?
A discotheque.
Discotheque.
This is Lou Adler, and you're listening to the coolest DJ in North America, Little Steven, in the Underground Garage.
I'm playing the fool. soothe myself.
Would you like another chance?
Isn't it too late now?
No. But it does involve a certain amount of danger.
Please. I'll do anything.
That's what I thought you'd say.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Sounds so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. We started the show with the Birds and their amazing second album, You Won't Be Wrong. Did all the Whiskey A Go-Go bands, The Doors, Love, Buffalo Springfield, and ended with the house band, really, Johnny Rivers. In between, we played some new things.
Let It Burn, Blackberry Smoke. The band produced it. Charlie Starr wrote it. Get it from ThreeLeggedRecords.com. Just Your Fool, the Rolling Stones' latest. They're covering Little Walter there. Written by Buddy Johnson and produced by Don Was and the Glimmers.
We're calling the show Whiskey A Go-Go, so raise a glass.
Sigues en Rock FM en el primer Underground Garage del 2017. Esta noche es obligado a recordar uno de los grandes acontecimientos de la semana, y es que el pasado miércoles se celebró el 50 aniversario del debut de una de las grandes bandas de la historia, los Doors. Fue un 4 de enero de 1967 cuando la banda debutó con su disco homónimo. Y en la ciudad de Los Ángeles se celebró un acto conmemorativo por el que se proclamó que a partir del pasado miércoles, cada 4 de enero sería y será recordado como y considerado como el Día de los Doors en la ciudad angelina. Asistieron John Densmore y Robbie Krieger como los miembros vivos que quedan de la formación, así también como familiares del teclista Ray Manzarek y también del cantante, por supuesto, Jim Morrison. El disco de Doors está considerado como uno de los debuts discográficos más potentes de todos los tiempos, amén de uno de los grandes trabajos de la banda. Una fantástica formación que se componía de Ray Manzarek a los teclados, Jim Morrison como voz, Robbie Krieger a la guitarra, quien por cierto solo llevaba 6 meses tocando la guitarra eléctrica cuando se unió a la banda, y por último el batería John Densmore, de mis bandas favoritas sin duda, que recibieron un merecido homenaje el pasado miércoles 4 de enero. Gracias, maestros. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to Whiskey A Go-Go, a tribute show dedicated to 4 really cool individuals, the second of which is Jerry Wexler. His mother sent him to Kansas City to get him away from Washington Heights, where she thought he was heading for trouble. But in Kansas City, he'd stay up all night hanging out watching Count Basie, Benny Moten, and Joe Turner until his grades got so bad his mother snatched him back. But it was too late. Jerry Wexler was addicted, and his lifetime habit would be blues and jazz. He'd become a regular at the Apollo Theater, where he checked out all the stars of the day, like Ella Fitzgerald, and it was there he would befriend a local music store owner, Milt Gabler. Milt would produce Billie Holiday and become Jerry's mentor. Jerry would join the Army and then end up as a writer for Billboard, where he would make history. Black records in those days were separated from white and were called race records. They had their own radio stations and their own charts. Jerry never liked that term race records, so he suggested they change it to rhythm and blues in 1949. Jerry would meet Ahmet Erdogan and Herb Abramson while working at Billboard and become a partner in Atlantic Records in 1953. A young engineer named Tom Dowd would soon join, and an arranger named Arif Martin. And together they would become one of the most successful independent companies, making some of the most original music of the century. Ray Charles, Laverne Baker, Joe Turner, The Early Drifters, Solomon Burke, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Dr. John, Etta James, Joe Tex, Professor Longhair, Lieber and Stoller, Bert Burns, some of the names passing through Atlantic. Jerry would put both Stax Studios in Memphis and Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals on the map. His production range was extraordinary, from Ruth Brown to Bob Dylan to Willie Nelson, and he'd make up for that one little mistake of passing on a group called the Beatles by signing another bunch of white kids called Led Zeppelin. Here's some of the work by the great Jerry Wexler.
Baby, I'll be right here. suggesting, Lieutenant? That I use my family as bait? And then what? What, am I going to hope that this psychopath attacks my wife and child? And then what? Blow his head off?
I'm a law officer. It would be unethical of me to advise a citizen to take the law into his own hands. So I suppose you must have misunderstood me.
Oh, I guess I must have.
Well, pardon me, all over the place.
Baby, baby, sweet baby.
Thank you. Hi, this is Solomon Burke for the coolest in sounds and soul, rhythm and blues. You've got it. He's the man, Little Stevie, Underground Garage. Your soul gets fixed here.
I'm so happy to be here tonight. So glad to be in your wonderful city. And I have a little message for you. And I want to tell every woman and every man tonight that's ever needed someone to love, that's ever had somebody to love, that's ever had somebody to understand, that's ever had someone that needs their love all the time. Someone that's with them when they're up, somebody's with them when they're down. If you had yourself somebody like this, you better hold on to them. Because let me tell you something. Sometimes you get what you want, and you lose what you have. And there's a song I sing, and I believe if everybody was to sing this song, you could save the whole world. Listen to me. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody wants somebody to love. Honey to honey, sugar to kiss, baby to miss now, baby to tease, sometime to please, and I need you, and I need you.
Enter Mrs. Van Husken's room through the adjoining room. You will take the jewel case and go straight to the basement.
What if she wakes up and sees me?
You will tell her you are schmitten with her, that you have followed her all night, and you will make passionate love to her.
Couldn't I just kill her?
Thank you.
started our tribute to Jerry Wexler with Wilson Pickett, one of the greatest singers of all time, actually underrated at this point, very rarely mentioned. 6345789, written by Steve Cropper and Eddie Floyd, produced by Jerry and Steve Cropper. One of the greatest, from Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin. Since You've Been Gone, co-written by Aretha and Teddy White, produced by Jerry. American Dream, The Heaters, So Old It's New Again. Produced, arranged, and recorded by Maggie, Missy, and Mercy. Back to Jerry for one of his compositions, co-written with Solomon Burke and Burt Burns. Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, by the great Solomon Burke. And signed on a recommendation from Dusty Springfield. Four white kids he could tolerate. Led Zeppelin, with their first and best track, Good Times, Bad Times. Just a taste from the great Jerry Wexler.
Estás en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Para el primer show de este 2017, el guitarrista de Springsteen quería recordar a algunas de las personas más molonas del rock and roll. Son sus palabras. En ese sentido, hay alguien por quien Stevie siente especial cariño y admiración. El compositor y productor Jerry Ragoboy. Ragoboy comenzó su trabajo profesional, su andadura profesional, con la grabación de Mike Gale, Awaits Me, de la banda de Castles. También compuso junto a Burt Burns el clásico Piece of My Heart, que en primer lugar grabó Erma Franklin y que popularizó tremendamente Janis Joplin cuando militaba en Big Brother and the Holding Company. Sin embargo, la canción más conocida de Jerry Ragoboy es Time is on My Side, que versionaron los Stones y le dieron, por supuesto, fama mundial a aquella canción. Jerry Ragoboy nos dejó un 13 de julio de 2011, a la edad de 80 años, y nosotros le recordamos con especial cariño en la que es, por supuesto, su casa, el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Muchas gracias, maestro. Lo tuyo, Stevie.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Jerry Ragoboy, one of the great songwriters of all time. I'm going to do his life very briefly to get more of his songs in. Had his first hit with the Castells, 1953. Would work for Philadelphia's Chancellor Records. Philly's where he came from. The Major's Wonderful Dream would be his first big hit, 1962. And then he'd do a string of things, five of which were covered by Janis Joplin. Janis owes her career to Jerry. Two of the songs were co-written with Burt Burns, Cry Baby, originally done by Garnett Mims, and Piece of My Heart, originally done by Erma Franklin. But Janis would also do Get It While You Can, Try Just a Little Bit Harder, and a song called My Baby, which was very cool but wasn't a hit. Aside from all those classics, Jerry would write Time Is On My Side, the first vocal version done by Irma Thomas, and Stay With Me, certainly one of the most amazing songs ever written. Lorraine Ellison did the original. We've played that version before, and it was recorded in 45 minutes, by the way. We're going to play a different version for you tonight. Let's get right into his work. And let me mention now, the second thing we're going to play, the original Good Lovin' by the Olympics, he did not write, but he did arrange and produce it. So here's All We Can Fit In by the great Jerry Ragoboy.
Oh, you're out on the streets looking good. And baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right. Take another little
spite of what the graduation speakers say every spring, our town's pretty average. And that goes for our senior class, too. Out of this class of 40, just because it is average, two of these boys and girls will spend some part of their lives in a mental institution.
Why don't you steal Batman's voice while you're at it?
Never. One of the few joys I have in life is when his rich, manly baritone caresses my ears with, "Catwoman, you're under arrest." Oh, it makes everything worthwhile.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Time, time, time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time,
started our tribute to Jerry Ragavoy with Janis Joplin's version of Peace of My Heart. John Simon producing. Sherry co-writing that one with Burt Burns, 1968. Good Lovin', written by Rudy Clark and Arthur Resnick for the West Coast Olympics. But oddly enough, Philadelphia Jerry Ragavoy would arrange and produce it. Paul Butterfield Blues Band, from their fifth album, Keep On Moving. Where'd My Baby Go? Jerry wrote and produced that. Buzzy Featon on guitar by then, around 69. Certainly one of the great compositions of all time. Stay With Me, Baby. We found some interesting versions. I said to Dennis, you know, Janis did five of his songs. It's incredible that you never did Stay With Me. And we did find a live version of it by Janis Joplin. Not quite ready for prime time, but it was interesting. And we found a cool version by Steve Marriott. Played the 10-wheel drive version. The great Genya Raven doing a terrific job on it. And the Rolling Stones version of Time's on My Side. We usually play the Irma Thomas version. I thought we'd give some other white kids a break today. And you're hearing the great Miriam Makeba with another of Jerry's compositions in the background. Jerry Ragavoy. He will be missed.
Llegamos a uno de los momentos clásicos por excelencia del Underground Garage, la canción más chula de la semana. Veamos cuál es la primera de este nuevo año 2017. Bonnie Raitt es la intérprete que nos presenta su particular versión del clásico Need You Tonight de INXS. Todo tuyo, maestro.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Burbank, California, by way of the rock and roll capital of the world, Poughkeepsie. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Bonnie Raitt.
We'll be right back. I'm lonely. What do you think? Can't think it all. What you gonna do? Gonna live my life. I'm lonely.
Bring my friend, I sent you cold after Robert. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert. You're a new and better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can. Dr. Robert. If you're down, he'll pick you up. Dr. Robert. Take a drink from his special cup. Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert. He's a man.
Dance with me.
Not now, sweetheart. We're planning a murder.
Peter Lewis from Moby Grape. You were listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
now to think of you, gone without corsets and eyes, while I walk on the sunny pavement of Greenwich Village, downtown Manhattan, clear winter noon, and I've been up all night, talking, reading the Kaddish aloud, listening to Ray Charles' blues shout, blind on the phonograph, the rhythm, and your memory in my head 3 years after, and read Adonais' last triumphant stanzas aloud, wept, realizing how all suffer.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Need You Tonight, from Bonnie Raitt. Her new album is very cool, Dig In Deep, and you'll definitely get a chance to hear why she is the second greatest bottleneck player in the world, but number one when it comes to cool. I'm sure Ry Cooder would agree. The song is a cover of In Excess. Yes. We have all had some of that over the holidays. Andrew Farris and Michael Hutchins wrote it, and Bonnie and Joe Henry produced it. Get it from BonnieRaitt.com. Joining her are George Marinelli, Hutch Hutchinson, no relation to Michael Hutchins. Kind of confusing the syllables there. Mike Finnegan and Ricky Fitar, which he plays some of the coolest bottleneck on this record. You gotta get it. Digging Deep is the album. Need You Tonight, our coolest song in the world this week. One of the Beatles' coolest records, Dr. Robert, intended for the Revolver album. That's where it was in the UK. We got it on Yesterday and Today. There was that crazy moment when we got a few tracks early. I think that was one of them. Dr. Robert and I'm Only Sleeping and I forgot the other one. Maybe Drive My Car. Love the sound of that harmonium, huh? The Amazing Moby Grape with Omaha. It's
Skip Spence writing three or four classics for a band full of lead singers and extremely talented cats. Lasted two albums, two and a half, like so many, but two and a half albums of classic records.
Run right to you, Hollis Brown, from Jesse Malin's Velvet Elk Records. Jesse produced it with Don DeLego, and you can get it from velvetelkrecords.com.
And the Amazing Kinks, See My Friends, their eighth single or so. Top 10 in the UK. Should have been here also. Ray Davis writing and Shel Talmy producing. 65. Come on back. Our tribute continues as we go to the movies.
Sigues en Rock FM disfrutando del primer Underground Garage de este nuevo año 2017. Y ya que Little Steven se ha propuesto recordar a algunas de las personas más molonas del rock and roll, no podíamos dejar de lado a un personaje al que le tenemos mucho cariño en el Underground Garage. Nos referimos al actor Peter Falk, quien rezumaba rock and roll por los cuatro costados. Peter Falk, de orígenes rusos y polacos, adquirió fama mundial interpretando al Teniente Colombo. El proyecto empezó siendo, bueno, pues un telefilm que encargó la cadena NBC, pero fue tal el éxito que se encargó una segunda película, que terminaría siendo además el piloto de una de las grandes series de la historia de la televisión. Pero fuera de la pequeña pantalla, Peter Falk también cosechó una buena reputación, trabajando con directores como John Cassavetes o Wim Wenders, entre otros. También fue bien considerado como pintor y nominado en dos ocasiones a los premios Oscar. Peter Falk, por si te interesa, escribió una autobiografía con un título que es realmente inmejorable. Solo una cosa más. ¿Te acuerdas de aquella frase de Colombo? A partir de ahí sabíamos que tenía al sospechoso entre sus manos, el Teniente Colombo. ¡Qué bueno! Dale, Little Peter Falk, aquí en el Underground Garage, en Rock FM, como no podía ser de otra manera.
We must also pay tribute to Peter Falk, whose movie clips we probably use more than any other actors here in the Underground Garage. Born in New York City, lost an eye at the age of three, and in spite of that, played sports all through high school. Tried to join the service, but got rejected because of the eye, and ended up in the Merchant Marine as a cook, where, as he said, there they don't care if you're blind or not. Joined a theater group in Hartford, the Mark Twain Maskers, doing Clifford Odets, The Country Girl, among others. Lied his way into an acting class, and when he confessed to the teacher that he wasn't an actor, she said, well, you should be. And he quit his job, got hooked up with the William Morris Agency, and moved to Greenwich Village. Did some Broadway things, was rejected in his first screen test for Columbia Pictures by studio boss Harry Cohn, who said, for the same price, I can get an actor with two eyes. Oh, things were tough in those days. His big break came with Murder Incorporated, 1960, and Abe Kid Rellis, and would be nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He'd do a whole bunch of TV through the years, of course become known as Columbo. Movie-wise, check out Murder Incorporated and the John Cassavetes films Husbands and A Woman Under the Influence, but his comedies were amazing. The four greatest for me, Robin and the Seven Hoods, The In-Laws, Murder by Death, and The Cheap Detective. He was also an accomplished artist and simply one of the most entertaining actors ever, the great Peter Falk. Oh, and just one more thing. He wrote a memoir called Just One More Thing. You should get it.
Thank you.
This is Bruce Springsteen, and you are listening to the heart-stopping, pants-dropping, house-rocking, earth-shaking, booty-quaking Little Steven in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. Giving you a number and taking away your name. Giving you a number and taking away your name. Swinging on the Riviera one day, and then laying in the Bombay Alley next day. I know you let the wrong word slip while kissing persuasive lips. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Divide and conquer.
What?
Another diversion. He gives us meaningless clues to confuse us, dangles red herrings before our eyes, bedazzles us with bizarre banalities, while all the time precious seconds are ticking away towards a truly terrible murder still to come.
You're good, Charleston. You're not my kind of cop, but you're smart and you smell good. You're not a pansy, I know that, but what the hell are you?
I had to make you mine. To have your love. Well,
things are going to be different from here on in Chicago. Now, let me give you the benefit of my thinking on this point, eh? No more independent operations. They're finished. You could forget them now. Instead, we're putting them all together. We're going to merge them up into one big organization. And there's going to be just one big leader. Now, is there anybody here that got any ideas who is going to be the new leader?
Well, how about picking names out of a hat?
That's good thinking. And we're going to use your hat because pretty soon you ain't going to have nothing to wear it on.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. You'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Boo hoo hoo. Woo woo woo. Mrs. Robinson, you say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey. Mrs. Robinson, keep them cards and letters coming in, Robin, baby.
Mr. Booze,
Mr. Booze,
Mr. Booze, Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That sure spells booze.
They started our tribute to Peter Falk with Murder Incorporated, his first important film. It was an outtake from Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band. I forget, either Darkness or The River. And it would end up on the Greatest Hits collection put out in 1995. Hey, second track from Johnny Rivers. Why not? His coolest secret agent man, B.F. Sloan and Steve Barry at their best. And Lou Adler doing an amazing job of capturing like 10 hit singles live at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Selling millions of records, and the album probably cost $1.35. Cheap Trick for the Cheap Detective. Had to Make You Mine. And we had to play one of Robbo's, my favorite, Mrs. Robinson, from My Way. And boy, was that his way. Don Costa arranging and producing. See how that works?
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes,
hotels and casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostin. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a Twitty it. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And, of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to andybabukesfabgear.com. Babuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, llegamos al final del primer Underground Garage del 2017. Entre otras cositas, hemos recordado el 50 aniversario del debut de los Doors en la historia del rock and roll. A partir de ahora, cada 4 de enero será celebrado como el Día de los Doors en la ciudad de Los Ángeles. Es una gran noticia. En fin, espero que hayas disfrutado por lo menos de un buen rato de radio aquí en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Yo soy Carlos Medina y si te apetece nos encontramos el domingo que viene, a eso de las 10 de la noche, en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Feliz semana. Buenas noches.